I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News, joined in the studio with the director of the Gaines Center for the Humanities, Robert Rabel, and also Philip March Jones. And these gentlemen are going to talk about the Bale Boone Symposium that is coming up October 22nd through the 26th. First of all, we'll start with you, Robert. For those folks who don't know what the Gaines Center is, let's just sort of figure that out.
Mm-hmm. The Gaines Center was founded in 1982 with a generous grant from John Gaines, and the founder of the Gaines Center was Professor Raymond Betts, a professor of history. And since that time in 1982, we've been offering fellowship programs to juniors and seniors who are undergraduates, and also part of John Gaines's concern was outreach programs to reach not only the university, not only the faculty and the students, but as far as possible to get people from Lexington and the Bluegrass area to come to our programs. And this year we have a subject, Art and Healing, that I hope will interest a lot of people and make them want to come. I've had a couple of emails from people who wanted to know how much it would cost to attend our various events. Let me stress, everything is free and open to the public. So feel free just to show up on any, better show up on all of the nights. I always tell people from the city that I consider one townsperson from Lexington worth at least three faculty members. So we really want to get you to come to our program.
Okay, so the theme this year is arts and healing. So talk a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Arts and healing was a subject suggested to us by Donna Hall, who is the director of the Humanities Foundation Board that oversees the operation of the Gaines Center. And she's been working for a long time with the hospital in around the idea of furnishing the hospital with various pieces of art. This is an idea goes way back to ancient Greece, to the temples of Asclepius, where the idea was that to enhance healing, you would need to furnish people a very comfortable surrounding. So the hospital, the new hospital, has gone to great lengths to with several galleries, art around different parts of the hospital to enhance and bring this idea to Lexington that not only doctors and diseases are at issue in the healing process, but the diseases are attached to a person and the person needs to be treated as a person.
All right, so it's arts and healing. I'm also joined in the studio today with Philip March Jones. And Philip, talk about your involvement in this.
Well, I guess for the past few years, I've been curating traveling exhibitions that have begun and then traveled around the United States, really, at the hospital. The goal was to bring a high level of visual art to people that were at the hospital for any number of reasons, whether it be visiting or as patients. And so we've really tried to connect them with people that have worked in the areas or subject matters that that are accessible but at the same time very sophisticated. So in this particular case, there's an exhibition up by John Cohen. John is approximately 80 years old. He's a New Yorker that came to Daisy, Kentucky in 1959, and he sort of took a wrong turn and ended up there and met a gentleman named Roscoe Holcomb. And Roscoe became the subject of a film that he made called The High Lonesome Sound, which became essentially the nomenclature for bluegrass music, although it was really traditional music was what he was making. But Cohen was able to take Roscoe and introduce him to Bill Monroe, Ralph Stanley, took him all the way to New York City, played at Carnegie Hall in Germany, all over the world, really. And Cohen himself is a really major figure, not only in the history of American music and recording, but in really world history. He's done sort of countless things to in both the visual and musical fields. I mean, he's a Grammy-nominated musician himself. He was taught painting by Joseph Albers in the late 1950s. Uncle John's Band, which is a song about him, written by the Grateful Dead. He actually recorded these traditional folk songs in Peru that ended up on the Voyager Golden Record, which is out in outer space, hoping to make contact with whoever, whatever may be out there. In addition to having all of his work belong now to the Library of Congress, and he's had shows at the Metropolitan Museum of Art and everything. So it's really interesting to be able to have someone like him, who obviously did a very important project in our home state, to be able to join us for 3 days. And he's going to play music with Ben Solee, who's a local musician, in addition to some other old-time fiddlers and such. And looking forward to having him sort of be a part of this. It's a great honor.
Robert, that's one element of Arts and Healing. What are some of the others?
That's the culmination of the Arts and Healing Symposium on Friday, October the 26th. But we begin on Monday, October the 22nd, with a keynote address by Elaine Sims of the University of Michigan, Go Wolverines, my alma mater. She's going to talk about a new partner for healthcare, art, giving the keynote address. And that's going to be followed by a performance by Hippocrates Cafe called Art and Healing, an Exploration in Word and Music. Hippocrates Cafe was put together by John Hallberg, who is a surgeon at the University of Minnesota. And I think what he does with song and music will make people think a little bit of Garrison Keillor, and they even come from the same location. So that's going to be a marvelous opening night with both a talk and a performance. On Tuesday, October 23rd, there's going to be a panel discussion, the UK Art and Healthcare Program and Hospital Gallery Tours at 6 o'clock in Pavilion A of the UK Chandler Hospital. Let me stress that we're going to be moving in this symposium from Central Campus to the hospital. And this is important, I think, because as far as I know, this has got to be one of the first major ways in a very, very long time that the Central Campus is going to partner with the medical center and wants to bring people from Lexington to our events. So Monday, October 22nd, that is going to be in the Worsham Theater, UK Student Center. Tuesday, the 23rd, that's when we go over to the new hospital, Pavilion A Auditorium, UK Chandler Hospital, and you'll hear a lot about the art. Wonderful stuff. If you have not taken a tour of the art in the new hospital, you owe it to yourself to do that. Wednesday, October 24th, we are back in Central Campus. We are back in the Worsham Theater. And we've contracted with a group called Outside the Wire that is going to be doing two different presentations. Outside the Wire are a New York group consisting of a classicist, several Broadway actors. And what they do is to use literature as a way to talk about programs in the healthcare field. At 2 o'clock in Pavilion A of the auditorium on Wednesday the 24th, they're going to present a one-person play for a presentation called Rum and Vodka. And there will be a community panel discussion after this work of literature is performed. Then the actors will talk with people who are intimately involved in the process of healthcare. This same group then is going to make their way to the Worsham Theater on Wednesday evening, and they're going to do a presentation called Theater of War, a dramatic reading of scenes from Sophocles, Ajax, and Philoctetes. When we first decided to do this symposium, I knew that this was a group I wanted to get. I've heard so much about them. They've done a piece on them on public television. They're all over the internet. They've toured many military bases. And what they do is present dramatic readings from Sophocles, Philoctetes, and Sophocles, Ajax, and then they will have a panel discussion with four people. These people are usually veterans themselves, the spouse of a veteran, someone who has been involved in treating PTSD syndrome, and it is a very, very powerful thing to see. I hope that many people will come out for that. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Immediately preceding their presentation, though, the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts, their Arts and Healing program, is going to send over some people to engage in a participatory drum circle. That's going to be at 5 o'clock at the Worsham, and then Theater of War at 6 o'clock in the Worsham. And, folks, that's not all. The next day, Thursday, we have a presentation by a Hollywood director named Mia Goldman, who will give a talk on healing trauma with film. She is the director of a film called Open Window, which you can get in Netflix. You can stream it in Netflix, I'm pretty sure. And it's about the aftermath of treating a rape crisis. It's not a violent film. It's not about the rape itself, but how you go about the process of healing after that. And then finally, on Friday, October 22nd, we've already heard a description, The High Lonesome Sound, photographs by by Cohen, Ben Soli performing. And for this event, this is the only event for which you would need to make a reservation. Everything else, just please show up. But if you want to come to hear John Cohen and Ben Soli, you have to go to a website, which is Cohen and Friends, one word, C-O-H-E-N, Cohen and Friends at gmail.com, just to reserve a seat. That will be in the hospital auditorium also, and we anticipate a great crowd for that. We hope for a great crowd throughout this symposium. I think this is a very important event, and it's been an eye-opening experience for me to get to meet people in the medical center, to see what they do over there, and to see how we're able to partner in bringing this enormous program to Lexington. I realize you probably don't recall everything I said, but if you were just to call the Gaines Center for the Humanities at 257-1537, I would be happy to answer any questions. I would be happy to send you flyers, posters, whatever you wish.
And Robert, this is, as you mentioned, a whole week's worth of events. How does the Gaines Center put all the people together to put all of this into 1 week?
It's a six-month process. We started working on this probably in late March or early April, and just the list of the co-sponsors, you can see it's taken a lot for us to do this. The Office of the Provost, the Medical Center, Dr. Karf has been very supportive of the whole undertaking, the Associate Provost for Undergraduate Education, the College of Arts and Sciences, the Office of Institutional Diversity, the Violence and Intervention and Prevention Center, the Art Museum of the University of Kentucky, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. This is the biggest undertaking that we've tried in my 5 years as director of the Gaines Center. So it's really important that we get the people from Lexington, Central Campus, and the hospital to show up. Please come.
Philip March Jones, you have one last chance to entice folks to come to this thing on Friday the 26th.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting opportunity to meet, you know, what I consider to be one of the most important historical figures in both music and in the visual arts. And, you know, he'll be here for 2 days. So.
Okay. It is the Gaines Center for the Humanities, Arts and Healing, the Bale Boone Symposium for 2012. Again, thanks, gentlemen, for stopping by, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.